96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. A new art exhibit featuring the work of local artist Ruth Pauley is now on display at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward. According to the Cable Hayward Area Arts Council, the exhibit includes acrylic, watercolor, and wood pieces inspired by Wisconsin's lakes, forests, and changing seasons. The Art Council says Pauley's work explores color, texture, and design while reflecting the area's natural beauty. Pauley says she enjoys working in a variety of artistic mediums and hopes visitors will slow down, take a closer look, and find a little inspiration of their own. In addition to creating art, Pauley serves on the board of the Cable Hayward Area Arts Council and volunteers with several local nonprofit organizations. The exhibit is free to the public during regular library hours and will remain on display through the end of September. More information is available on the Cable Hayward Area Arts Council website. With hot and humid weather in the forecast for northern Wisconsin this weekend, the American Red Cross is reminding residents to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. The Red Cross says extreme heat is the leading weather-related cause of death in the United States. They encourage residents to drink water regularly and spend time in air-conditioned buildings if temperatures become dangerous. Older adults, young children, and people who work outdoors are at greater risk of heat-related illness. The Red Cross also recommends checking on neighbors, family members, and others who may be especially vulnerable during periods of hot weather. They also encourage people to know the warning signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke, including dizziness, nausea, confusion, heavy sweating, and a rapid heartbeat. And pet owners should also make sure animals have access to plenty of fresh water and shade. More heat safety information is available on the American Red Cross website. Wisconsin's breeding duck population remains stable this spring, according to the latest survey from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Each spring, DNR staff conduct aerial and ground surveys as ducks and geese settle into breeding areas across Wisconsin. The annual survey helps track long-term population trends and guides waterfowl management decisions. The DNR estimates there were about 571,000 breeding ducks across the state, which is up 1% from last year and 28% above the long-term average. The 2026 mallard breeding population estimate was about 163,000 birds, which is 5% higher than last year but still 8% below the long-term average. Wood ducks increased 6% and remain 12% above average, while blue-winged teal rose 19% and stayed 7% above the long-term average. Canada goose numbers fell 2% from last year but remained 13% above average. The DNR says the survey results are best viewed as long-term trends rather than year-to-year changes. You can find the full waterfowl survey on the DNR's website. An invasive vine never before found in Wisconsin has now been confirmed in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says pale swallowwort was recently discovered along the Oconto and Shawano County line. The DNR says the discovery makes early detection especially important to prevent the vine from becoming established and spreading to other parts of the state. The vine grows over native vegetation, crowding out plants in forests and grasslands. It can also harm monarch butterflies, which mistake it for native milkweed. Due to those impacts, pale swallowwort is classified as a prohibited invasive species in Wisconsin. The DNR is asking anyone who believes they've found pale swallowwort to report it with photos and the location of the plant to help prevent the invasive vine from spreading. More information on identifying and reporting pale swallowwort is available through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin farmers could soon have more options when it comes to repairing their John Deere equipment. State and federal officials have reached a settlement with Deere and Company that will require the company to make repair tools and software available to farmers and independent repair shops, not just authorized dealerships. The lawsuit alleged John Deere unfairly restricted access to those tools, forcing many farmers to rely on dealerships for certain repairs and leading to higher costs and delays. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says farmers shouldn't have to go to a dealership every time their equipment needs repairs, adding the settlement will give them more options when repairs are needed. Under the agreement, John Deere will provide farmers and independent repair shops with the same repair resources available to its authorized dealers, including software, technical manuals, and tools needed for many electronic repairs. The agreement will be monitored by the Federal Trade Commission and participating states for the next 10 years. The League of Women Voters of the North Woods is inviting the public to a free watch party for a 7th Congressional District candidate forum later this month. The forum is scheduled for Tuesday, July 21st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It will be held live at North Central Technical College in Wausau and live streamed to several locations across the district, including Nicolet College in Rhinelander, Northwood Technical College in Rice Lake and Ashland, the Calmer Community Center in Eagle River, and the Superior Public Library. According to the League, all 8 candidates who qualified for the August 11th primary ballot have been invited to participate, including Republicans Don Rayala, Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermenning, and Nina Baum, along with Democrats Chris Armstrong, Fred Clark, and Ginger Murray. The event is free and open to the public. You can find more on the League of Women Voters of the North Woods website. For North Woods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Access to some voting eligibility records in Wisconsin will stay restricted after a state Supreme Court decision. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against an attempt to gain access to the state's voter rolls this week. The lawsuit was filed by a conservative activism group in 2022, alleging that the number of ineligible voters did not match the state's voter registration list in the 2020 election. The group sought to obtain the guardianship records of voters in the state. In the 5-2 decision announced on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that those voter records are not public and providing that information would be a violation of privacy rights. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The split ruling highlights an ongoing debate between election transparency and protecting vulnerable people. The La Crosse Police Department is implementing drone-deployed personal flotation devices. LCPD says this technology will allow officers to provide a direct, life-saving flotation to people in distress. The device can be carried by police, thrown from shore, or deployed directly from a department drone to a person in need, and automatically inflates once it hits water. Chief Sean Coudron says the new device provides valuable time until the department's boat patrol and other emergency responders arrive. Wisconsin has landed in the top 10 nationally in the 2026 State of States report. The report ranks all 50 states across 31 metrics in 14 categories, including the economy, education, mental health, and physical health. Wisconsin placed 8th, ranking just above South Dakota. The state ranks higher on average on the topics of work and labor force, but ranks lower on economy, life satisfaction, and civil liberties. The X Roads 41 Music Festival is returning to Oshkosh in August. This festival will feature its largest performing artist lineup to date, along with a range of new attractions and vendor additions. Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Zach Brown Band, Treaty Oak Revival, and Wiz Khalifa are among the 30 artists set to perform across 3 stages. Guests can also enjoy laser tag, henna tattoos, a slingshot amusement ride, and an interactive music activation attraction. The festival is set for August 6th through the 8th. Child care costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. It's putting pressure on families across the state. A new report from Wallet Hub ranks Wisconsin 6th for married couples and 9th for single parents when it comes to affordability. For single parents, center-based care can take up more than 40% of their income. Advocates say some families are joining wait lists before a child is even born, and others can't find regulated care at all. With pandemic-era funding ending, providers warn prices could rise further or centers may close. There's a new foundation in Madison to support the Henry Vilas Zoo. Community leaders recently announced the creation of the Henry Vilas Zoo Foundation for private fundraising that will go toward projects for the facility. That includes expanding the giraffe habitat and other efforts benefiting guests and animals. The giraffe expansion includes tripling the amount of indoor space and doubling the space outdoors. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight to open a 3-game series against the Pirates, wrapping up this long 11-game road trip for the crew. The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 8-4, thanks in part to the pitching of lefty Logan Henderson, returning after missing time with a back injury, Pat Murphy.
Logan was fantastic. To come off the IL, you know, and not pitch in a big league game for I don't know how many months, and to come here and throw against this offensive of a club, and to throw 5+, give up 3 hits or whatever he gave up and set us up for a victory was fantastic.
Brandon Sproat on the mound tonight for the crew. Racing this weekend, IndyCars at the Milwaukee Mile at State Fair Park, featuring Indy 500 winners like Scott Dixon and Joseph Newgarden, who was asked how has he dominated the sport winning at oval tracks.
It's always the car. Look, it's, you know, I mean, if I'm winning races, it's because of the car. It's as simple as that.
That's Joseph Newgarden with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, we're going to drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thundershower with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at WBZH.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.